USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest big battle between Democrats and President Trump is the Democrats' demand for 6 years of his federal tax returns. Yesterday, Democratic Congressman Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico said the president needs to be more transparent about his taxes.
No other president in modern times has had to have their tax returns requested under 6103 because they've all voluntarily shared them.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says that there's no way Democrats are ever going to see those tax returns. President Trump's confirmed Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has stepped down from that post, tweeting yesterday that current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will take over effective Wednesday. Word is Nielsen did not leave on her own, but was pressured to do so by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The CDC looking into mysterious outbreaks in the Southeast. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
American Airlines now extending its flight cancellations through early June as the Boeing 737 MAX plane is still grounded. Now, previously, the airline had said it would cancel about 90 flights a day through April 24th, but now flights will be canceled through the 5th of June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Nipsey Hussle, the rapper, will be posthumously honored on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives this week. Representative Karen Bass, a Democrat who represents the area of L.A. where the rapper was gunned down last month, plans to formally enter Hussle's contributions to South L.A. into the congressional record. The father of a still-missing Illinois boy is describing the pain felt by a recent hoax. James Pitson, the father of the missing boy, Timothy Pitson, says the moment he found out that a man that was claiming to be his missing son made the whole story up was similar to ripping off a scab. On Friday, 23-year-old Brian Michael Rinney was charged with lying to a federal agent. In an interview with NBC News, Mr. Pitson says, quote, "It's just painful," adding that now you've got to wait for the scab to heal again. Timothy Pitson disappeared 8 years ago in Illinois at the age of six. Some are hopeful that the publicity that the case has now received in recent days will result in some new leads to find little Timothy Pitson. And a Des Moines pizza shop wants its customers to get some skin in the game. Blaze is a pizza shop in the Iowan capital. It's offering free pizzas in exchange for people willing to get a tattoo. More than 65 people have taken advantage so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.